ప్రేమ గారి ప్రభు హరే కృష్ణ. సో ఐడ్ లైక్ టు థ్యాంక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ వెరీ మచ్ ఫర్ kindly being present here today. Today is the 29th of November 2022 and I've been kindly invited by Hemagiri Prabhu and the various devotees here at Shri Shri Radha Rasbihari Temple to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto chapter 40 verse number 8. So I'd like to offer Mangalacharan prayers because Mangalacharan ensures that there are no obstacles on the path of the speaker. So in order to ensure auspiciousness, some auspicious invocations are spoken at the beginning so that all difficulties are removed. So dear devotees, most of us know these prayers. You can kindly sing along with me. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగరూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదాన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్విషే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 40 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ద ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ అక్రూర వర్స్ నంబర్ 8. త్వామేవాన్యే శివోక్తేన మార్గేణ శివరూపిణం బహ్వాచార్య విభేదేన భగవంతం ఉపాసతే. త్వామేవాన్యే శివోక్తేన మార్గేణ శివరూపిణం बहवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते त्वामेवान्ये शिवोक्तेन मार्गेण शिवरूपिणम् बहवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते। पुनरावृत्ति। त्वामेवान्ये शिवोक्तेन मार्गेण शिवरूपिणम् बहवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते। त्वामेवान्ये शिवोक्तेन मार्गेण शिवरूपिणम् बहवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते। त्वामेवान्ये शिवोक्तेन मार्गेण शिवरूपिणम् बहवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते। वैष्णवीस्। त्वामेवान्ये शिवोक्तेन मार्गेण शिवरूपिणम् बहवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते। त्वामेवान्ये शिवोक्तेन मार्गेण शिवरूपिणम् भवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते। त्वामेवान्ये शिवोक्तेन मार्गेण शिवरूपिणम् बहवाचार्य विभेदेन भगवन्तम् उपासते। सिनोनिम्स्। त्वाम् यु एव आल्सो अन्ये अदर्स् शिव बाय लॉर्ड शिव उक्तेन स्पोकन मार्गेण बाय द पाथ शिवरूपिणम् इन द फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव बहुआचार्य ऑफ मेनी टीचर्स विभेदेन फॉलोइंग द डिफरेंट प्रेजेंटेशंस भगवंतम् द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड उपासते दे वर्शिप। Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. There are still others who worship you, the Supreme Lord, in the form of Lord Shiva. They follow the path described by Him and interpreted in various ways by many teachers. Purport. The words Tvam Eva, you also, indicate that the path of worshipping Lord Shiva is indirect and therefore inferior. Akrura himself is following the superior method by directly worshipping Krishna or Vishnu with his prayers. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. मुक्कम करोति वाचालम पंगुम लंघयते गिरिम यत् कृपां तमहं वंदे श्री गुरुम दीनतारणम परमानंद माधवम श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दीपम। हरे कृष्ण। सो दिस इज द 8th वर्स ऑफ चैप्टर नंबर 40 ऑफ 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड अक्रूर is directly offering prayers to Lord Shri Krishna. He has arrived in Shri Vrindavan. It was his great desire to come to Vrindavan, and finally he has arrived. So we'll try to speak something about Akrura's arrival in Vrindavan and about this particular verse. But first we should see what is the meaning of this verse. So we repeated the verse many number of times, often in the Bhagavatam class. The verse is repeated many number of times. And what is the purpose of repeating the verse many number of times? The purpose is that by repeating it frequently, we should be able to memorize it. So that is the purpose. So we should be able to speak it without having to look at it. So I also tried. Right now everybody was speaking, so I also tried to memorize. Now I'll try to sing without looking. Now you see if I am pronouncing correctly. All right? Please repeat after me once more. Tvamevanye shivoktena margena shivarupinam bahvacharya vibhedena bhagavantam upasate. Right? So that is the phalasiddhi. That is the aim of repeating so many number of times. So the repetitions are not meaningless. The repetitions are done so that we can memorize the verse, and then it becomes easy for us to understand and analyze the verse. So what is Shri Akrura trying to say here? It is given in the translation. There are still others who worship you, the Supreme Lord, in the form of Lord Shiva. They follow the path described by him and interpreted in various ways by many teachers. So very importantly, it says, there are still others, anye. So others means somebody else was previously described, and then there are others. So who was described previously? So in the previous verse, it was described. What was described in the previous verse? The previous verse said, anye cha samskritatmano vidhina bhite nate yajanti tvan mayas tvam vai bahu murti ekamurtikam. It's a very important verse, because the phrase is there, bahu murti ekamurtikam. So in the previous verse, Akrura said, yet others, those whose intelligence is pure, follow the injunctions of Vaishnav scriptures promulgated by you. So there are some individuals who follow Vaishnav shastras, and absorbing their minds in thoughts of you, they worship you as that one Supreme Lord who takes multiple forms, such as Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. So they worship Vishnu forms. Now, continuing from there, in the next verse, he says, Tvamev anye, others. Others means people who are different from the ones described in the previous verse. So, who are the ones different from the ones described in the previous verse? So the commentator says, Shaivas. Shaivas means those who are followers of the path of worshipping Bhagavan Shiva. So we saw the commentary by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. We should also see the commentaries made by the previous acharyas. So in the previous acharyas, the first commentary and the commentary which is respected the most by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the commentary by Srila Sridhar Swami. Srila Sridhar Swami says, Bahuvacharya Vibhedena Iti. Bahuvacharya Vibhedena means it is taught by Nana Bheda Shaiva Pashupat Adi Margena. So there are many sampradayas to worship Lord Shiva, and he gives the names of some of the sampradayas. So he says, Pashupat Adi. So Pashupat is one of the sampradaya, Adi means etc. So this is the first and original commentator upon Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sridhar Swami. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, Sridhar Swami Guru Karimani, Sridhar Anugat Karo Bhagavat Vyakhyan. So accept Sridhar Swami as your guru. And if you want to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, explain as Sridhar Swami has explained it. So it is nice to see Srila Sridhar Swami's explanation. because all other commentators, they have derived their interpretation by reading the commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami. If he would not have commented, then other commentators would not have easily understood Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is the original commentator. Then there is Srila Jiva Goswami, who writes in the Vaishnava Toshani, Tvam Eva Iti. So Tvam Eva, they worship you exclusively. Eva means exclusively. Eva Shabdena. Jiva Goswami says, by the term Eva, they worship you only. Purvato Nyunatvam Bodhayati. It means, it is described that these worshippers are slightly lesser as compared to the worshippers described in which verse? In the previous verse. Purvato Nyunatvam Bodhayati. Now, then he says, now we should not think that worshippers of Lord Shiva are, how are they, you know, lesser? So, not lesser in character. Please try to understand. Not lesser in character. But Sri Jiva Goswami gives an analogy to explain it. He says, Raja Iva Yuvaraja Itivat. So there is Raja. Raja means king. And then there is Yuvaraj. Yuvaraj is prince. So the prince is treated as good as the king. I hope you are able to understand. The prince is treated as good as the king. So Lord Sri Krishna, here the king. Lord Shiva is treated here as the prince. Sometimes the prince is walking in the palace. So the servants, they say, Ji Maharaj, what do you want? So they treat him exactly like the king. So just like the prince, Yuvaraj is treated exactly like the king sometimes. But still the king is holding his position. So similarly, Lord Shiva is worshipped as Bhagavan, although that position is held by Lord Krishna. So this is Sri Jiva Goswami's analogy here. Atra Bhagavantam upasate iti Bhagavan samupasate iti patha. There is an alternate reading, Bhagavan samupasate. Almost the same meaning. So there is an alternate reading. Wherever there are some alternate readings, Srila Jiva Goswami notes it down. So that is what he has done here. Then there is Sri Sanatan Goswami, who explains the same verse in Brihad Vaishnav Toshani. He says, Eva Shabda. Eva means they are worshipping you only. What does Eva means? You only. He says, Shri Bhagavata Saha Shri Shivasya Abheda Abhiprayana. It means it denotes non-difference between Shiva and Vishnu. So Akrura is here highlighting the non-difference aspect. Which aspect? Non-difference. There is difference as well as there is non-difference. Here Shri Akrura is highlighting which aspect? Non-difference. Abheda Abhiprayana. Ata eva Bhagavantamiti. Therefore, he is also referred to as Bhagavan Shiva. So Shiva is also referred to as what? Bhagavan Shiva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments and gives the same explanation as Sri Jiva Goswami. Then there is a commentator from the southern part of India, from the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. His name is Sri Veer Raghavacharya. Sri Veer Raghavacharya, his commentary is called Bhagavat Chandrika. In the Bhagavat Chandrika, Sri Veer Raghavacharya pulls out the Bhagavad Gita verse 9.23. Yepyanya devata bhakta yajante shraddhayanvita tepi mameva kaunteya yajantya vidhipurvakam. So there is a verse in Bhagavad Gita 9 chapter where Krishna says, Yepi anya devata bhakta, those who are worshippers of other deities, yajante shraddhayanvita, and they worship these other deities with dedication and faith. Tepi mam eva, same term, they are worshipping me exclusively. Kaunteya. But yajanti avidhi purvakam. They are doing so in an indirect way. Avidhi purvakam. So they are doing so in an indirect way. So then he says, iti uktaritya, according to this verse. Tat tat devata matra paryantavasita buddhimat krita yajanasya. Tat tat devata shariraka tat antaratma bhuta parama purusharadhana. Rupena krita tat aradhanatam vaktum tavat pradarshanartam. So this verse is for denoting those people whose intelligence cannot transcend the worship of Lord Shiva. Their intelligence is limited only to the worship of Lord Shiva. They cannot see Bhagavan in Lord Vishnu. Actually, one who is a true worshipper of Lord Shiva, he will also see Bhagavan in whom? Lord Vishnu. And one who is a true worshipper of Lord Vishnu will also see that Shiva is Guna Avatar of Lord Vishnu. So, both worshippers have to understand the position of each other's deities. अदरवाइज देर इज अ पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ वन अपराध. विच अपराध? श्री नाम अपराध. देर आर 10 नाम अपराध एंड द सेकेंड वन इज देयर. वी विल सी द सेकेंड नाम अपराध ऑल्सो एंड वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ द सेकेंड नाम अपराध. एनीवेज ही गोज अहेड एंड सेज, हे भगवान. अक्रूर इज सेइंग, ओ लॉर्ड कृष्णा, बहुनाम आचार्याणाम. देर वर मेनी आचार्यस एंड ही गिव्स द नेम्स ऑफ सम ऑफ दीज आचार्यस ऑफ द शैव संप्रदाय. कापालिक, कालामुख, शैव, पाशुपतादि रूपाणाम भेद आचार भेदो यस्मिन. सो दीज आचार्य, सम ऑफ द नेम्स आर कापालिक. कपालिक इज, कपाली इज, दे होल्ड अ स्कल इन देयर हैंड, इज नोन एज कपाली. एंड दे गो टू क्रेमेटोरियम्स, दे फाइंड सम डेड पर्सन्स बॉडी, दे टेक आउट द स्कल एंड इन दैट स्कल दे विल ड्रिंक एंड दे विल ईट. दिस इज कपाली संप्रदाय. सो देन देर इज कालामुख. कालामुख मीन्स कालस्य आमुख. कालामुख डजंट मीन ब्लैक फेस्ड. काल, काल इज द नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव. आमुख, वन हु इज डिरेक्टली फेसिंग लॉर्ड शिव. कालस्य आमुख, कालामुख. सो वन हु इज डिरेक्टली फेसिंग लॉर्ड शिव, दैट पर्सन डजंट हैव टू फेस डेथ. देयरफॉर ही इज काल आमुख. सो इन अदर वर्ड्स, इमोर्टल बेसिकली. सो काल आमुख. सो दिस वॉज अनदर संप्रदाय फ्रॉम कर्नाटका इन द 8th सेंचुरी. सो शैव, पाशुपत, मेनी अदर संप्रदाय. जय श्री श्री राधा राज बिहारी भगवान की, श्री श्री गौर निताय की, श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय. सो ही सेज तेन शिवोपदिष्टेन मार्गेण. दे आर ऑल वर्शिपिंग अकॉर्डिंग टू द पाथ्स गिवन बाय लॉर्ड शिव. शैवादि आगमोक्त प्रकारेण तामेव शिवरूपणम उपासते. एक्चुअली दे आर वर्शिपिंग यू इन द फॉर्म ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव इन दिस वे. सो बट ही सेज किंतु तद उपासनम अविधि पूर्वकम. बट देयर उपासना, देयर वर्शिप इज नॉट डिरेक्ट. अतएव अंतवत फल साधनम. देयरफॉर द रिजल्ट्स दैट दे गेट आर अंतवत, पेरिशेबल रिजल्ट्स. दे डोंट गेट द अल्टीमेट रिजल्ट ऑफ सच वर्शिप. सो मेनी अदर कमेंटेटर्स आर देयर इन दिस वे. श्री वंशीधर ऑल्सो कमेंट्स सेम एज श्री जीव गोस्वामी. श्री वल्लभाचार्य गिव्स अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग कमेंट्री. ही सेज तामसे कल्पे शिव रूपेण विष्णु तिष्ठति. इन अनदर डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा विच इज नोन एज तामस कल्प. एक्चुअली विष्णु हिमसेल्फ रिसाइड्स एज लॉर्ड शिव. विष्णु बिकम्स लॉर्ड शिव. सो विष्णु टेक्स द पोस्ट ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव. एंड इन दैट कल्प, दैट डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा, दोज लिटरेचर्स आर रिटन फॉर वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड शिव. सो बिकॉज दे आर वर्शिपिंग दैट शिव हु वॉज एक्चुअली होम विष्णु. Therefore, Tvameva, they are actually worshipping you only. Basically, they are worshipping that Shiva, who was none other than Lord Vishnu, in that particular Kalpa of Lord Brahma. So, in that Kalpa, those literatures were written. Those literatures were written keeping in mind that Shiva, who was none other than Bhagavan Vishnu. So, therefore, they are actually worshipping you only. Yeah, this will come up today. So that I'll be taking up a discussion from Laghu Bhagavat Amritam. So Sadashiv will also come up. So in this way, many commentators are there. We come back to our topic. Shri Akrura is glorifying Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Sanatan Goswami glorifies first Shri Akrura. Let's glorify Shri Akrura because this personality is very important. It is said that there are 9 devotees who have attained perfection in their bhakti through 9 processes of worship, Navadha Bhakti. Shri Vishnu Shravane Parikshid Abhavat. In Shravan Bhakti, who is the devotee who has attained perfection? Parikshit. Vaiyasakihi Kirtane. And in Kirtan Bhakti, the son of Vyas, Vaiyasaki, who is that? Shri Shukadev Goswami. Because speaking Bhagavatam class is Kirtan. So, Vaiyasaki Kirtane. Prahlada Smarane. And who has attained perfection through Smaran Bhakti? Prahlad. Tadangri Bhajane Lakshmihi. Who has attained perfection through Pada Sevanam? Lakshmihi. Prithu Pujane. And who has attained perfection through Archanam? Prithu Maharaj. He offered the entire earth as ऑफरिंग टू भगवान श्री कृष्ण. अक्रूरस्त्वभिवंदने, एंड हु इज द डिवोटी हु पर्सोनिफाइज वंदन भक्ति ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ कृष्णा? अक्रूर. कपिपतिर दास्य, हनुमान पर्सोनिफाइज दास्य भक्ति. अर्जुन सख्य, अर्जुन अर्जुन ही हैज अटेंड परफेक्शन थ्रू सख्य भक्ति. एंड सर्वस्वात्म निवेदने बलिभूत, एंड आत्मनिवेदन वॉज एक्सेम्प्लीफाइड बाय विच डिवोटी? बलि महाराज, हु ऑफर्ड एवरीथिंग. कृष्णाप्तिरेशाम परा. सो दीज डिवोटीज हैव अटेंड द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड थ्रू दीज नाइन प्रोसेसेस. सो अक्रूर इज द टॉप मोस्ट एग्जाम्पल ऑफ ग्लोरिफाइंग भगवान. देयरफॉर वी शुड ग्लोरिफाई होम अक्रूर. श्री सनातन गोस्वामी देयरफॉर ग्लोरिफाइज अक्रूर. इट्स ऑन द स्क्रीन. Those who can read, please repeat after me. Akruraya namastasmai yena kamsopi sevitah gokule gopa gopyadhya shri krishnaika didrikshaya. Akruraya namaha. Obeisances to whom? Shri Akrura. Tasmai yena, because by him कमसोपि सेविता, ही इवन सर्व्ड होम कमस. व्हेन ऑल अदर वृष्णीज यादवस हैड रन अवे ड्यू टू फियर ऑफ कमस, देर वॉज वन पर्सन हु स्टेड विथ कमस एंड सर्व्ड कमस. हु स्टेड विथ कमस? अक्रूर. व्हाई डिड ही डू दैट? फॉर वन रीजन. गोकुले गोप गोप्याढ्य श्री कृष्णैक दिदृक्षया, बिकॉज ही न्यू दैट वन डे आई विल बी एबल टू सी श्री कृष्ण in Gokula, surrounded by gopas and gopis on the order of this same Kamsa. So he patiently waited and served Kamsa for many years, just so that he could have a darshan of Bhagawan Shri Krishna in Gokula freely, not secretly, freely. And for this reason, obeisances to that great personality named Akrura. When Akrura comes to Vrindavan, Akrura starts rolling in the dust of Sri Vrindavan. And Akrura starts rolling in the dust of Vrindavan, he sees all the trees of Vrindavan. When he sees all the trees of Vrindavan, he sees all the birds there. And after seeing all the birds there, he hears the voice of the birds and he hears the voice of the various animals who are roaming there. And at that time, Akrura makes a statement, very important statement. Akrura says, please repeat after me. I am most fortunate. Are you just come to Vrindavan, you know, newly arrived. And after newly arriving in Vrindavan, what are you saying? I am most fortunate. How can you say you are most fortunate? There are many entities who are more fortunate than you here. You know, question may be asked, but Akrura says, I am most fortunate today. Not fortunate, not more fortunate. I am most fortunate today. So why does Akrura say, I am most fortunate today? We have to understand, why did Akrura, with what mood did Akrura arrive in Vrindavan? It's not enough simply to recite the prayer and then give the meaning and give the commentaries. We have to empathize with Akrura. I hope you're able to understand. We have to empathize with the person who was speaking the prayers. In other words, we have to put ourselves in their shoes. Although we are not eligible to be in the shoes of Akrura, we have to try to empathize with the personality who has spoken the prayers. Therefore, when Akrura comes to Vrindavan, he starts rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. And then he hears the chirping of the birds. And then he sees the trees and he says, I am most fortunate. And a question is asked by a commentator named Sri Harisuri. He asks a question, why does Akrura say, I am most fortunate? And then he gives a very beautiful explanation. He reveals the heart of Sri Akrura. He says, and this the verse is in the meter Shikharini. Natadrik bhubhago ya iha hari pada abjarahito. नताद्रिग वावृक्षो हरिकर मृदुस्पर्श विकल नवाताद्रिग जंतुर हरि सदय वीक्षा विरहितस् తదైతేషాం భాగ్యం యుగపదుపలబ్ధం కథమహో. సో హీ రివీల్స్ ద హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అక్రూర. నతాద్రిగ్ భూభాగో యదిహ హరి పాదాబ్జరహితో. వాట్ ఈస్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ల్యాండ్ డియర్ డివోటీస్ ఇన్ విచ్ అక్రూర ఇస్ దేర్? శ్రీ వృందావన్. There is not a single centimeter of land here which has not been touched by the feet of Hari. Yes or no? Each and every inch of this land has been touched by the lotus feet of Hari. All right? Now, please note this. So, the sand is the remnant of Shri Hari. Everybody agrees? Yes or no? It is called Uchishta. What is it called? Uchishta. Now, next line, Shri Hari Shri says, నవాతాద్రిగ్ వృక్షో. నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ వెరీ సాయిల్ సంబడి గ్రోస్. హూ గ్రోస్ ఇన్ దిస్ సాయిల్? ట్రీస్. సో ద ట్రీస్ హ్యావ్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ నరిష్మెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సాయిల్. దేర్ ఫోర్ దే హ్యావ్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ ఉచ్చిష్ట రెమినెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ శ్రీహరి. ఎవ్రీబడి అగ్రీస్? ఎస్. నౌ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్, సో ద ట్రీస్ ఆర్ ఫార్చునేట్. ద ట్రీస్ ఆర్ వాట్? Fortunate. Not only are they fortunate, they got another fortune. Hari karam ridu sparsha vikala. Shri Hari, when he comes and goes, sometimes he touches the trees using his hands. So they become joyous. So they received uchishta, remnants of Hari, and they become joyous. And then, because of joy, they give out their remnants in the form of fruits. I hope you are able to understand. Then, third line he says, నవాతాద్రిగ్ జంతు హరి సదయ వీక్షా విరహితస్. నౌ దీస్ ఫ్రూట్స్ ఆర్ ఈటన్ బై దీస్ బర్డ్స్, డియర్ డివోటీస్. సో దీస్ బర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఈటింగ్ ద రెమినెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీహరి. సో దీస్ బర్డ్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఫార్చునేట్, దీస్ బర్డ్స్ ఆర్ మోర్ ఫార్చునేట్. అండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఆర్ ద ఈటింగ్ ద రెమినెంట్స్, హరి సదయ వీక్ష. కృష్ణ సమ్టైమ్స్ గివ్స్ దెమ్ అ సైడ్ లాంగ్ గ్లాన్స్ టైమ్ టు టైమ్. సో దే ఆర్ గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఇన్క్రీజెస్. సో దే ఆర్ మోర్ ఫార్చునేట్. నౌ దే బికమ్ సో జాయస్ దాట్ దే ఆల్సో స్టార్ట్ గివింగ్ అవుట్ సమ్ రెమినెంట్స్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ సింగింగ్. ఐ హోప్ యూ ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. అండ్ దెన్ దిస్ సింగింగ్ హ్యాస్ ఎంటర్డ్ ఇన్ టు మై ఇయర్స్, డియర్ డివోటీస్. సో ఐ గాట్ ద రెమినెంట్స్ of the remnants of the remnants of Bhagwan Shri Krishna. Tadetesham bhagyam yugapad, the combined good fortune of all of them, of the sand, of the trees and of the birds, today I will experience, because Lord Krishna will not only keep his foot on me as he puts his foot on the sand, not only will Lord Krishna touch me as he touches the trees, Lord Krishna will also glance upon me as he glances upon the birds, and I got the combined remnants of all of them. Therefore, I, Akrura, am most fortunate today, dear devotees. Is there anybody more fortunate than Akrura? Please tell me. Nobody got this, dear devotees. So, hence proved. Yeah, we are hearing from Srila Prabhupada. So, we are hearing from that personality who in the disciplic succession, who made it more and more and more and more and more fortunate for us. So this is our good fortune, that we heard all these purports from the books of Srila Prabhupada. So, dear devotees, this is the mood with which Akrura is singing. And Akrura then glorifies Krishna that, oh Krishna, sometimes people worship you as Shiva. And Bahuva Acharya Vibhedena. So many Acharyas are there. Now, Akrura doesn't say, he doesn't get into the business of bona fide and non-bona fide. Doesn't get into that business. He says, Bahuva Acharya. All of them are good. They are indirectly worshipping you. They are worshipping you in which way? Indirectly worshipping you. So I'll not get into that so much, who is bona fide and who is not bona fide. Actually speaking, those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they should immensely respect Lord Shiva. We are here sitting in Radha Rajbihari Mandir. In front of us, in front of Radha Rajbihari temple, there is a temple of Lord Shiva. So who knows what is the name of that temple? Mukteshwar Mahadev, right? So the gates of liberation, you know, he is capable of opening. So we don't want mukti, only we want beyond mukti. But we pray to Bhagavan Shiva also, because he is Mukteshwar Mahadev. And he is sitting very close to his dearmost Bhagavan Shri Shri Radharas Bihari. Actually, sometimes an allegation is made upon Vaishnavas. Many times in Maharashtra, traditionally, an allegation is made upon Vaishnavas of the Madhva Sampradaya. That allegation is made that Vaishnavas of the Madhva Sampradaya do not respect Lord Shiva. Why? Because they don't observe Shivratri. On Shivratri, these Madhva Vaishnavas, they will make Puran Poli. You know what is Puran Poli? It's a sweet dish. So they'll make Puran Poli. And they'll eat Puran Poli. So, why don't you fast on Shivratri? So, what is Shivratri basically? It is the Mahashivratri is the greatest event. It's like the Janmashtami, equivalent of Janmashtami for those who are worshippers of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva did not take birth, because Lord Shiva didn't take birth from a father and mother. But it is the day on which Bhagavan Shiva appeared as Shivalinga. It is also the day on which Lord Shiva drank the poison from the churning of the ocean. It is also, some people say, it is also the day on which Lord Shiva got married to Parvati Devi. So there are many events that took place on that day. On every month, Chaturdashi, the 14th day is Shivratri of Krishna Paksh. So the 14th day is known as Shivratri. But when that same happens in the month of Phalgun, it is known as Mahashivratri. So on Mahashivratri, all the worshippers of Lord Shiva, they fast. Now they see these Madhva Vaishnava, they are on same day, they are making Puran Poli. So they immediately say that these are actually Shiva Dveshis. Sometimes they say they are envious of Lord Shiva. So in reply, the followers of Sri Madhvacharya say that just as we don't expect anybody else to do Ekadashi, what are followers of Lord Shiva doing on Ekadashi? Let's take that. So, if you see what they are doing on Ekadashi, most of them are not exactly following Ekadashi. So, we don't expect them, we don't say that you are envious of Vishnu just because you are not following Ekadashi. So, you are worshipping Lord Shiva, we respect that, and we worship Lord Vishnu. And because in the Madhva Sampradaya, there is this mood of being one-pointed. So, no other deity they worship. And this mood has come down into our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. But in our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, we are not as rigid as the Madhva Sampradaya. We are little flexible. Alright? Little flexible we are. So I'll specify what is the little flexibility that we have. First and foremost, our acharyas, Sri Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas told very clearly that there are 10 nam aparads, 10 offenses to the name. Now, first one, all of us, we read in the morning. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagation of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Second, what is the second? To consider the names of God such as Shiva as equal to or independent. So, Prabhu, I am confused. Should I consider equal to or should I consider independent? See, I have to take a side, you know. Because I have to understand what is the second nama prad. We have to understand very clearly what is the second offense to the holy name. Srila Prabhupada translated, to consider the name of Lord Shiva as independent of Lord Vishnu or as equal to Lord Vishnu. So I can't consider him equal to Lord Vishnu. If I consider him equal to Lord Vishnu, I become apradi. Now I can't consider him independent of Lord Vishnu. Then also I become apradi. So, Sri Sanatana Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, 14th chapter, verse 195, Atra Ayam Siddhantah. Here is the conclusion. Everybody please note. Sri Vishnur Eko Devah. Thinking that Vishnu is one independent God. Shivascha Anya Devah. And Shiv is another independent God. Iti Manyatve Bhasamane Tan Namaskaradikam Vaishnavanam Ayuktam Eva. So, by thinking like this, by thinking them to be completely independent, ayuktam, this is not correct. ओके देन व्हाट शुड वी डू इट सेज किंतु यथा मत्स्यादयो लीलावतारस बट जस्ट एज मत्स्य कूर्म एक्सेट्रा आर विच अवतारस लीला अवतारस तथा श्री शिवश्च गुण अवतारो सिमिलरली लॉर्ड शिवा इज विच अवतार गुण अवतारो इति अभेदेना इन दिस वे लॉर्ड शिवा इज नॉन डिफरेंट येट लॉर्ड शिवा इज डिफरेंट न दोषावहम अपितो गुण एव इन दिस वे देर विल बी नो फॉल्ट इन फैक्ट देर विल बी अ वेरी गुड क्वालिटी ऑफ रिस्पेक्टिंग भगवान शिव भगवान शिव इज द गुण अवतार ऑफ भगवान विष्णु सो अदर आचार्य ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेन शाखा शाखी न्याय वॉट इज शाखा शाखी न्याय शाखा मीन्स ब्रांच शाखी मीन्स मेन ट्रंक ऑफ द ट्री सो शाखा इज ब्रांच शाखी इज ट्रंक शाखा शाखी न्याय प्रभु जी इज द ब्रांच सेपरेट फ्रॉम द ट्री और कंप्लीटली इक्वल टू द मेन ट्रंक वॉट इज द ब्रांच इट इज वन विद द मेन ट्रंक राइट कैन इट सर्वाइव विदाउट द मेन ट्रंक नो सो इट इज वन विद द मेन ट्रंक इज इट कंप्लीटली इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ द मेन ट्रंक सो जस्ट सो इफ इट इज डिरेक्टली इक्वल टू द मेन ट्रंक इट शुड बी कॉल्ड द ट्रंक वाई डू यू कॉल इट द ब्रांच इट इज गिवन अ डिफरेंट नेम बिकॉज इट हैज स्लाइटली डिफरेंट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स लीव्स एंड फ्रूट्स ग्रो ऑन ट्रंक्स और ऑन ब्रांचेस ब्रांचेस सो देर आर डिफरेंट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ द ब्रांच डिफरेंट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ द ट्रंक बट स्टिल दे आर वन येट डिफरेंट दिस इज कॉल्ड एज विच न्याय शाखा शाखी न्याय द लॉजिक ऑफ द मेन ट्रंक एंड द ब्रांच सो इन दिस वे देर विल बी नो फॉल्ट डियर डिवोटीज श्री सनातन गोस्वामी सेज दैट वेन शिवरात्रि कम्स महाशिवरात्रि कम्स वन शुड अंडरस्टैंड सम वैष्णवाज ऑब्जर्व महाशिवरात्रि इन द हरिभक्ति विलास 14 चैप्टर 187th वर्स ही सेज शिवरात्रि व्रतम कृष्ण चतुर्दश्याम तु फाल्गुने वैष्णवैरपि तत्कार्यम श्री कृष्ण प्रीतये सदा सो ही सेज शिवरात्रि व्रतम कृष्ण चतुर्दश्याम तु फाल्गुने इन द मंथ ऑफ फाल्गुन ऑन द कृष्ण पक्ष डार्क फोर्टनाइट 14th नाइट देर विल बी अ नाइट नेम्ड शिवरात्रि दिस विल बी महाशिवरात्रि वैष्णवैरपि तत्कार्यम बाय द वैष्णवाज ऑल्सो इट शुड बी डन श्री कृष्ण प्रीतये सदा बट फॉर अटेनिंग लव ऑफ भगवान श्री कृष्ण फॉर प्लीजिंग श्री कृष्ण दे शुड डू इट क्वेश्चन अराइजेस विच वैष्णव शुड डू इट एंड विच वैष्णव शुड नॉट डू इट सो मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंटली देर आर सम वैष्णवाज हु हैव कम फ्रॉम फैमिलीज इन होम देर हैज बीन ट्रेडिशन ऑफ वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड शिव आई होप यू आर एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड सम वैष्णवाज हु हैव कम फ्रॉम फैमिलीज ऑफ ब्राह्मणस क्षत्रियस वैश्यस इन होम देर इज अ फैमिली ट्रेडिशन ऑफ वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड शिव सम फैमिलीज हैव देर कुलदैवत कुलदैवत मीन्स फैमिली डीटी एज होम भगवान शिव वंस यू बिकम अ वैष्णव स्टील वन शुड गिव सम रिस्पेक्ट टू कुलदैवता कुलदैवता मीन्स वन शुड गिव रिस्पेक्ट टू द फैमिली डीटी नॉट बाय वर्शिपिंग देम एज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बट बाय गिविंग देम रिस्पेक्ट And for such Vaishnavas, they, if they observe Shivaratri Vrata, because they are Grihasthas and the family lineage expects them to observe, then they can do so. For which purpose? Shri Krishna Pritaye Sada. For attaining love of Bhagavan Shri Krishna. For ensuring pleasure of Shri Krishna. Other Vaishnavas who have specific faith in Bhagavan Shri Krishna can also do it. There is no restriction. But Sanatan Goswami says that there are some Vaishnavas who don't like to do it. He says, no problem. If there are Vaishnavas who don't like to do it, no issues. Just don't disrespect him. I hope you are able to understand. If you don't want to follow the vow of Lord Shiva, no issues. The Shaivites also don't follow Ekadashi. Right? So they may not fast on Janmashtami. So no issues. But don't disrespect. Alright? Then he says, what is the reason that they don't follow? So please, he says, Shivratri Vratam Idam Yadyapi Avashyakam Nahi. He says, although it's not compulsory for all Vaishnavas, still Vaishnavanam Tathapyatra Sadacharad Vilikhyati. Still I am explaining due to Sadachar. It is good conduct among some Vaishnavas to follow Shivratri. But some don't follow. Why do some devotees don't follow? ही सेज चतुर्थ स्कंद दृष्ट्या तू इन द फोर्थ कैंटो देर इज अ मेंशन ऑफ अ कर्स विच वॉज गिवन टू लॉर्ड शिव एंड सीइंग दैट कर्स सम वैष्णवस बिकम अफ्रेड एंड दे डोंट फॉलो शिवरात्रि. अच्छा वॉट वॉज द कर्स गिवन इन फोर्थ कैंटो? दिस वॉज गिवन इन फोर्थ कैंटो सेकेंड चैप्टर 28th वर्स. आई एम गिविंग द रेफरेंस हियर. हाँ सो भृगु मुनि कर्स्ड भगवान शिव. भव व्रत धरा ये च तान समनुव्रता पाषंडीनस्ते भवन्तु सच्छास्त्र परिपंथिनः. द कर्स बाय भृगु इज एज फॉलोज. प्रॉपर ट्रांसलेट्स वन हु टेक्स अ वाउ टू सैटिस्फाई लॉर्ड शिव और वन हु फॉलोज सच प्रिंसिपल्स विल सर्टनली बिकम एन एथीस्ट एंड डाइवर्टेड फ्रॉम ट्रांसेंडेंटल स्क्रिप्चरल इंजंक्शंस. When some Vaishnavas see this, they said, nahi bas, theek hai, enough. We respect from a distance. Thank you. You know? And we don't want to follow. Sanatan Goswami says, all right. But don't disrespect Lord Shiva. One who disrespects Lord Shiva will become like Daksha. I hope you are able to understand. Eh? So, we don't want to lose our head. Right? So, we should not disrespect Bhagawan Shiva. Because we don't want to imitate Daksha. Daksha, his offenses, life after life after life, they kept on going. So we should not become like another Daksha. So we should respect Bhagawan Shri Shiva. Now, Shri Jiva Goswami says, somebody doesn't worship or doesn't observe Shivratri, no problem. Ma Vasudeva Bhaktanam Ashubham Vidyate Kvachit. There is no inauspiciousness for devotees of Lord Vasudeva at any time. Janma Mrityu Jaravadi, birth, old age, disease and death also usually don't give them much trouble. So don't worry about that, but don't disrespect. Because one of the offenses in chanting Bhagawan's Naam is to show disrespect towards Vedas, to show disrespect towards the deities of Bhagawan such as Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, and to basically also offend the literatures of other sampradayas. There are many literatures written in Shaiva sampradayas. These literatures have come from the Vedas. Please try to understand. Many of these literatures have come from the Vedas. So, Shruti Shastra Nindanam. Don't try to deride literature which has come from the Vedas. One of the offenses in chanting the holy names is to deride the literature which has come from the Vedas. Prabhupada translates to criticize the Vedas or literatures which are in pursuance of the Vedic version. So there are many literatures. Some of them are Shaiva literatures. So to never criticize any such literature which is belonging to Vedic culture. Because all of the such literature are nourishing many people on the path of worshipping Lord Vishnu ultimately. Alright. Now, we come to understanding who is Lord Shiva. Prabhuji said we should also speak something about Sadashiv. So we'll describe very quickly something about who is Lord Shiva. How many forms does he take in this world? What are the names of his forms? Our acharyas have described everything about Lord Shiva. So I'll speak from Sri Rupa Goswami's Laghu Bhagavatamritam. So Rupa Goswami says in Laghu Bhagavatamritam, he says, Rudra Eka Dashavyuhas तथाष्ट तनुरप्यसौ प्रायः पंचानन अस्त्र्यक्षो दशबाहुर उदीर्यते. स्वरूप गोस्वामी सेज रुद्र एकादश व्यूहस. इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड भगवान रुद्र, हिज नेम ओरिजिनली व्हाट इज हिज नेम? भगवान रुद्र. एकादश व्यूहस हैज 11 मैनिफेस्टेशंस इन दिस वर्ल्ड. व्हाट आर द नेम्स? दीज नेम्स आर गिवन बाय कमेंटेटर्स. फर्स्ट अजय कपात, सेकेंड अहिर्भूतनिया, थर्ड विरूपाक्ष, फोर्थ रैवत, फिफ्थ हर, सिक्स्थ बहुरूप, सेवेंथ त्र्यंबक, एट्थ सावित्र, नाइन्थ जयंत, टेंथ पिनाकी एंड इलेवेंथ अपराजित. दीज आर द 11 फॉर्म्स ऑफ भगवान शिव हु आर रिसाइडिंग इन दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. राइट नाउ वी आर इन विच वर्ल्ड? मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. सो वी आर स्पीकिंग अबाउट फॉर्म्स ऑफ लॉर्ड शिव इन द मटीरियल वर्ल्ड. And in he also has 8 forms present everywhere in the universe. So he is also in another way present in how many ways? 8 ways. In specific places he is present in 11 ways. And everywhere he is present in how many ways? 8 ways. Okay. And he has 5 heads. Commentators give names of the heads also. Please see. it is so personal that every head has a separate name, dear devotees. In our body, do different limbs have different names? No. The entire body has how many names? One name. Lord Shiva's every head has a different name. First head, Ishan. Second, Tatpurush. Third, Aghor. Fourth is Vamadev. And fifth is Sadyojat. These are the names of the head. And three eyes every per head. On every head, there are how many eyes? Three eyes. Total five heads. Three eyes. Five into three, how many eyes? 15. He gifted his devotee Ravan double the number of heads. How many heads did he give him? 10. That was his mercy upon his devotee Ravan. He gave double of what he has. And 10 arms. Now, Sri Baldev Vidyabhushan says, he explains where Lord Shiva is present everywhere in this universe. Dear devotees, there are 8 places where you can find Lord Shiva. Baldev Vidyabhushan quotes a verse. Prithvi salilam tejo vayurakashamevacha surya chandra masau soma yaji chetya ashtamurtayah. 8 deities of Lord Shiva. First, Sharva, who resides in earth. Second deity, Bhava, who resides in water. Third is Ishan, who resides in fire. Fourth is Pashupati, who resides in air. Fifth is Bhima, who resides in the sky. Sixth is Rudra, who resides in the sun. Seventh is Mahadev, who resides in the moon. And Ugra, who resides in any Brahmana who is capable of performing a sacrifice. In this way, Lord Shiva, he resides everywhere in the universe. In how many forms? 8 forms. This verse has been quoted by Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan in his commentary to Sri Laghu Bhagavatamritam. Dear devotees, so in this way, Bhagavan Shiva is manifesting in so many different places. Dear devotees, many of us say that Lord Shiva is influenced by Tamoguna in this material world. This is because he is the in charge of the mode of tamas, or he is in charge of the mode of ignorance. So sometimes in this world only in this world, sometimes, not every time, sometimes it may happen that the mode overtakes the deity. So sometimes he may appear to be covered like that, but not generally. Brahma, Lord Brahma, is controller of which mode of nature? Rajoguna. So Brahma himself says, sometimes, O Lord, during creation, I become overwhelmed by passion. Does it mean that Lord Brahma is always overcome by passion? No. Sometimes the task is so intense and the mode is so enchanting that Brahma also says, I get overcome by the mode of passion. Similarly, sometimes only in which world? In this world, Lord Shiva may be seen to be overcome by the mode of ignorance, but very quickly he comes out of it. Now, yes. Please, Sri Rupa Goswami explains. Oh, we lost the screen. Yeah. So, dear devotees, let the screen be, please. Again, yeah. Let the screen be, yeah. So, Sri Rupa Goswami says, Haraha Purusha Dhamatvan Nirgunaha Praya Evasa. Haraha, our Lord Shiva, Purusha Dhamatvat, he is a Gunavatar. Therefore, Nirguna Praya, in most cases, he is free of the modes. Nirguna Praya, most cases in this world, he is free of the modes of nature. We should not make the mistake of thinking, oh Lord Shiva, are demigod, ignorance. Please know, our own acharyas. Nirguna Praya, he is free from the modes. Praya means most of the times. Sometime, some occasion it may happen. But not most of the time. 99.9999% of the time. Nirguna praya evasa. He is nirguna. He is free from the modes of nature. Vikaravan iha. Sometimes he appears overcome because tamo yogat. Sometimes he becomes influenced by tamoguna in this world. So, then Sri Rupa Goswami says that Sada Shivakya Tanmurtis Tamo Gandha Vivarjita. Rupa Goswami says, beyond this world, There is Mahesh Dham, as it is described in the Brahma Samhita. The deity who stays in Mahesh Dham is known as Sadashiva. And that murti, that deity, tamo gandha vivarjita, it is devoid of even the smallest fragment of the mode of ignorance. Basically, that deity has no ignorance, passion or goodness. It is free from the modes of material nature. Bhagavan Shiva is nirguna, transcendentally situated in Shuddha Sattva Gun, in that abode known as which dham? Mahesh Dham. Individuals who attain that dham, it is beyond the material world. Those individuals, they cross Brahma Jyoti in order to enter his dham. Those people never come back to the material world ever. Dear devotees, those who attain the abode of Lord Shiva, they do not have to come back ever, because that abode is beyond the modes of material nature. You can see here, Rupa Goswami himself is saying, tamo gandha vivarji, there is no trace of the modes of nature. So anybody who attains that abode is also, you know, free of that. Now, sarva karana bhuta sav ang bhuta svayam prabhu vayavyadishu saivayam shivaloke pradarshita. So, Shivaloka is completely devoid of the mode of ignorance. Rupa Goswami is completely devoid. So he is speaking about which Shivaloka? Which is beyond the material world. It is cause of everything and directly a portion of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So dear devotees, in this way, we should understand what is the position of Lord Shiva. There is Sadashiv, who is beyond material world, free of the mode of ignorance. Then there is Lord Shiva, who accepts the position of Guna Avatar here. And 99.99% he is also free of the modes of ignorance, although he is controlling it. Sometimes the mode becomes powerful. That also happens by the desire of Krishna sometimes for the sake of pastimes. And then Lord Shiva quickly overcomes that and becomes situated in his Shuddha Sattva Guna. And we Vaishnavas, we worship the worshipable Lord of Bhagavan Shiva, who is Shri Krishna, Shri Ram, and other forms of Bhagavan Shri Vishnu. So, dear devotees, this is the position of Lord Shiva. Actually, I am myself personally, you know, it is my, since childhood, I have been, you know, there is an immense rina, immense benefit that Bhagavan Shiva bestowed upon my own self. Because in childhood, when the students are taught Sanskrit, today the school of Sanskrit which is there is Panini school of Sanskrit, and that school of Sanskrit has come from Bhagavan Shiva, actually. So everybody who learns Sanskrit through Panini school, they learn only by the mercy of Bhagavan Shiva. Because first they are taught Maheshwar Sutras. So that is the first thing that they are taught. Then they are able to, you know, speak Sanskrit. So whatever I myself also learnt in my childhood little bit, that was because of the mercy of Bhagavan Shri Shiva. So I will conclude my presentation with two nice verses, because these verses describe Shivaratri. There should be some joy at the conclusion of the talk. So these verses describe Shivaratri. Dear devotees, these verses are originally written in Sanskrit, and a very nice author converted them into Marathi, and he maintained the meter when he converted them into Marathi. Alright, so the same meter in Sanskrit, same meter in Marathi. So please hear the verse, it is in front of you. Shailendra Girijakara Shivakari Harshe Dile Jehava Tad sansarga kari tada shivatanu romancha kampodbhava dekho nirati bhava matriganatai kinchit smitate kari to bole shiva shaitya tat kariche badhe kiti hotari. Dear devotees, it is Mahashivratri. Bhagavan Shiva is getting married, and in front of him is Parvati Devi. So that scene is being described. Shailendra Girijakara. So he put out his hand, because during marriage there is Pani Grahan. The husband accepts the hand of the wife of the lady. So as soon as he accepted the hand of Parvati Devi, हर्षे दिले जेहवा, सडनली समथिंग हैपन डियर डिवोटीज, तत् संसर्ग एज सून एज ही केम इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद द हैंड ऑफ पार्वती देवी, शिवतनु ऑन हिज बॉडी रोमांच कंपोद्भवा, देर वॉज रोमांच, हिज हेयर स्टूड ऑन एंड. देखो नीरति भाव, सीइंग दैट ही इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग लव फॉर हर. मातृगण ते ऑल द मदर्स इन लॉ, दे स्टार्टेड लाफिंग. सो लॉर्ड शिव बी लिटिल एम्बेरेस्ड, अरे इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू नो दिस पेरेंट्स, यू नो आई एम एक्सपीरियंसिंग सिम्टम्स ऑफ एक्सटेसी, वॉट टू डू. लॉर्ड शिव वॉन्टेड टू सप्रेस देम, बिकॉज जेंटलमैन डज दैट, सप्रेस देम. सो लॉर्ड शिव देन सेड, तो बोले शिव शैत्य तात करी छे, अरे एक्चुअली द प्रॉब्लम इज हर हैंड वॉज गिवन टू मी बाय हिमालय एंड हिमालय इज वेरी कोल्ड ना, देयरफॉर आई एम एक्स. बिकॉज हिमालय इज द फादर ऑफ पार्वती देवी एंड ही गेव हर हैंड ना, सो इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ हिज हैंड दैट आई एम शिवरिंग राइट नाउ. इन संस्कृत दिस इज अ फिगर ऑफ स्पीच अलंकार कॉल्ड एज व्याजोक्ति. व्याजोक्ति मीन्स समथिंग इज अबाउट टू गेट रिवील्ड एंड द पर्सन ट्राइज टू हाइड इट, दिस इज कॉल्ड एज व्याजोक्ति. देयर इज अनदर एग्जाम्पल ऑफ व्याजोक्ति, वेरी नाइस वर्स. काहा कंप सखे प्रभो अहि भये, का घर्म नेत्राणे, का रोमांच तनुवरी प्रियतमा, गंगा तुषारामुळे, झाल्या सात्विक वृत्ति उत्थित पती, प्रेमा तया ते उमा, पाहे जी लपवू शिवा निकटती, सौख्यास देवो तुम्हा. सो आफ्टर मैरिज Shiva and Parvati, they are sitting first time in a lonely place. So Parvati Devi developed all the ecstatic symptoms, Satvik Vikar. Her hair are standing on end. She is trying to hide it. So Lord Shiva says, Kaha Kampa Sakhe. Oh dear friend, why are you shivering? She says, Prabho Ahi Bhaye. Oh Prabhu, I am afraid of that snake. Therefore I am shivering. That is not the reason. का घर्म, वाय आर यू स्वेटिंग, नेत्राणे, योर थर्ड आय ना, इट इज यू नो कॉन्स्टंटली इट गिव्स आउट हीट, देयरफॉर आई एम स्वेटिंग. का रोमांच तनुवरी प्रियतमा, वाय आर देयर हेयर स्टैंडिंग ऑन योर एंड. गंगा तुषारा मुळे, दिस गंगा इज सो कोल्ड, यू नो. तो झाल्या सात्विक वृत्ति, दिस वॉज सात्विक भाव विच अरोज ऑन द बॉडी ऑफ पार्वती देवी. But still that Parvati Devi, who tried to hide it in her first meeting with Lord Shiva, Sokhya sa devo tuma, may she give all happiness and bhakti to all of you, dear Vaishnavas, dear devotees. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai Gaur Premanande Hari. Hare Krishna. So, Hemagiri Prabhu, do we have time for queries? Yes, sure. So, yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Very nice.
Thank you.
We learned so many new things, especially that Harishore is coming. Very wonderful. Sri Radha Govind Maharaj says that Lord Shiva has got this vyasanam means bad habit or whatever of saving people. That's why he drank poison. He very nicely explains that why he wanted to drink poison. It's very funny, means joke. Because this bagh is there, tiger is there, and then peacock is there. Both are enemies. So tiger wants to eat peacock. So Lord Shiva has to separate them.
Yes.
And then the snake wants to eat chuva.
Yes.
Both of them are so. And then because both the wives are fighting, he kept the one wife on his head. So because of so much family problem, he wanted to commit suicide. Yeah. It is a parihas.
Yeah, yeah. It is actually this particular verse is there in one of the Subhashitas. So this verse was in Subhashit Ratna Bhandagaram. Let me try to find if it was there, because it was a very nice verse in Subhashit Ratna Bhandagaram where it describes there is something called as Grihastha Ashrama Dushanam. what are the headaches of Grihastha Ashram, basically. So in that section of Grihastha Ashram Dushanam, this particular verse was taken up. And in Grihastha Ashram Dushanam, I think, you know, that verse is given there. Yeah. So, I think it was in one of these verses, I read it in Subhashit Ratna Bhandagaram, that Ganesha has a mouse and the snake is running after the mouse and the tiger is running after the peacock. And so in this way, Lord Shiva got so frustrated one day that he got the perfect opportunity to end the cycle of misery. And he tried to do that when the ocean was being churned and he drank, you know, the poison. Obviously, it's a kavi kalpana. Kavi kalpana means it is the creative imagination of a poet.
Parihas.
It is also called as utpreksha. Utpreksha means a historical incident occurs and a kavi gives a completely different reason for why it occurred. So that is called as utpreksha. So Sri Jiva Goswami also, he gives an example of utpreksha. Ravanasyapi ramastro bhitva hridayam ashugah vivesha bhuvam akhyatum urugayam idam priyam. That when Lord Ram shot the arrow at Ravan, that arrow was having snake head. So that arrow pierced his nabi and entered into the ground. So Ravan is dead. This was historically what has happened, basically. Then Jiva Goswami adds the utpreksha. Why did it enter into the ground? To go to Nagalok and tell everybody, it was me who killed Ravan actually. So, historical incidents, and then the kavi adds a little masala so that it becomes more relishable to hear. So, very nice, Prabhuji.
Gaur Govind Maharaj, Sri Gaur Govind Maharaj says Krishna considers Lord Shiva and spiritual master like Priyasya Shakyu.
Yeah.
Means is very dear to him. Yeah. So he considers them as equal to him.
Yes.
But Lord Shiva and Guru, they don't think that they are equal to.
Yes. Yeah. There is a verse which, due to shortage of time, I could not quote. In this is what he was referring to was this verse from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Mad bhakta shankara dveshi, mad dveshi shankara priya. Ubhav tau narakam yatau yavat chandra divaka. Somebody is mad bhakta, my devotee, shankara dveshi, but envious of Shiva. And mad dveshi, somebody is envious of me, but shankara priya and devotee of Shiva. Ubhav tau narakam, both go to hell. Yavat chandra divaka, as long as the sun and moon are there in the sky. So, in the context of that, actually, Lord Krishna is so, he considers Lord Shiva to be so close to him. It's described in one of the Puranas that actually Lord Krishna gave one of his amshas and that amsha became Nandi. So what Nandi whom we see is actually having an amsha of Bhagavan Shri Krishna in him. And in this way, Bhagavan Shri Krishna serves Lord Shiva also. So that magazine was bought out, Shiva Tattva, by Gopalji Publications. In that there was the pastime of Nandi accepting the role of service to Bhagavan Shri Shiva, and it is Krishna himself.
I have a question.
Yes.
You must be knowing this verse. Mumukshuvi Gaurarupan Hitva Bhutapadinata
Narayana
Kalashanta Bhajanti
Anasuyavan. Yes.
And then there is one verse in 17th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says Yajante Satviki Devan Yaksharakshans Rajasa Pretan Bodhaganamshani Bhajanti Tamasajana. So in this verse Krishna says that those who are in mode of goodness, they worship demigods.
Right.
But usually we hear, like in that verse they say is saying that those who are mumukshus, they give up the horrible worship of the horrible forms of Prabhupada writes Kalbhairava and all that. And then they Narayana Kalashanta, they worship Narayana. Right. So usually we hear that those who are in mode of goodness worship, Vishnu. And then those who are in mode of passion, they worship demigods. And then those who are in mode of ignorance, they worship Bhutas and all. Right. But Krishna is saying here that those who are in mode of goodness, they worship demigods.
Right.
How do we reconcile?
Yeah, it's very nice query. Actually, those who are in goodness, where the goodness is predominant, they worship the devatas. Devatas such as Surya, devatas such as Indra. They have desires to go to Swarga, etc. So they worship Indra, Surya, Chandra, etc. Those who are primarily Sattvagunis, in Sattvaguna, but they are mixed with Rajaguna. Secondary Rajaguna is there. They worship devatas such as Devi, such as, you know, other deities who are predominantly in charge of those modes. Those who are Sattvagunis, but they also have a tinge of Tamoguna. They are sattva, they don't want to worship Bhut, Pishach, etc. They want to worship Bhagavan Shiv only. But they want to worship that, you know, Aghor. That type of worship. So that streak of Tamogun is there in their character. So then they worship Bhagavan Shiva. But in those whom Tamogun is prominent and sattva, etc. becomes secondary, they go to worship the Bhuta, Pretas, Pishachas. In this way, the segregation is understood. So there is something called as Sattva Pradhan, Tamo Gauna. And then there is something called Tama Pradhan and Sattva Gauna. So in this way, the distinctions are understood.
Thank you. Thank you. I have one more question. Like in 18 Puranas are there, and then it is divided goodness, Puranas, passion. But I'm very surprised that those who study the Puranas in mode of ignorance, they go to hell. How do we explain that?
No, but it is, they go to hell. It is not said anywhere like that.
Yeah, it is then.
Because Sri Vyasadeva's intention of making the 18 Puranas is to encourage everybody in their adhikar. In 11th canto, Bhagavan Shri Krishna says, Sve Sve Adhikare Ya Nishtha Sa Gunaha Parikirtitaha Viparyayostu Tad Doshaha. The point of all the Puranas is people are situated on different levels of Adhikar. They have to be, if not elevated, at least kept on the same level. Next life should be the same. And if possible, elevated. Now, if Puranas start degrading people, then it will become the exact opposite of, you know, what was the main intention. It may happen that somebody may get deviated from the message of the Puranas, may get into some lower tantras, and then may go to a lower planet because of performing some very ugra tantric karma.
Just like smoking ganja and all.
Yeah, yeah. But in the Puranas, we will not find Vyasadeva saying, ki chalo, you know, buy some nice ganja, you know. If there would be such a thing in the Puranas, then those who are selling ganja, they will put it on their shop. Shri Vyas Uvacha. This is one of the limbs of Shiv Bhakti. Chalo, now government should also authorize. But it's not like that. The thing is, Vyasadeva has given many ways of worshipping different forms of Shiva, but he has never prescribed these things which will degrade a person. Ultimately, it's meant to elevate them. At the end of every prayer of Shiva, he is addressed as Nirguna. Nirguna means free of the modes. So the sadhaka is also encouraged to become Nirguna, free of the modes. So like that. But if the Puranas start degrading people, then what will be the difference between Veda and not Veda? So Veda will become a Veda if it doesn't give Kalyana or the purpose of Nigama Kalpataru, it is Kalpataru, it gives you everything. But Kalyana, there should be benefit to the person. Somebody may misunderstand and go into a lower tantra. That is their issue. Hemgiri Prabhu, Hare. You tell me when to stop.
The question is regarding prasad of Lord Shiva.
Right.
So whether we should eat it or not, because some people come and give it to us. And there is another question also connected.
Okay. Should we accept prasad of Bhagavan Shiva? See, Bhagavan Shiva is
any other demigod also, Ganpati or Durga.
So there are differences between other gods and Shiva. Other gods are known as devatas. Although Shiva is also known as devata, but Shiva is guna avatar, whereas other gods are not guna avatars. This is difference between other devatas and Bhagavan Shiva. So when we are given the prasad of Bhagavan Shiva, it's like receiving the prasad of one of the guna avatars of Bhagavan Vishnu. And as Sri Sanatan Goswami, I pointed in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami says, those who don't want to perform Shivratri, no problem. Those who want to perform, do it with one purpose. Quote unquote, Shri Krishna Pritaye. This phrase should be remembered by us. So if there is any prasad of Lord Shiva, and it is Niramish, Niramish means it doesn't contain any substance which Vaishnavas don't accept. So if it is Niramish prasad, then thinking in one's mind that, oh Bhagavan Shiva, please let this increase my bhajan towards Shri Shri Radha Krishna. In that mood, a devotee can optionally, I am highlighting the term optionally, because you have to have Shraddha. You cannot force anybody to accept. But if somebody has Shraddha in Bhagavan Shiva, like I have immense Shraddha in Bhagavan Shiva. I learnt in my childhood through his school of learning. So I have immense Shraddha. Somebody gives me and it is Bhagavan Shiva's prasadam. So I pray in my mind, let it increase my Krishna Bhakti. And then touching it on my head, then I eat. One time somebody gave me Shiv Prasad. And it was betel nut, pan. So now I am in a difficult position. So it is Shiv Prasad, but it is what? Pan, betel nut. So what I did is, touch to my head, and then there was a cow outside, then I fed to the cow. Because all the gods are residing within the body of the cow. So let all the gods be satisfied by acceptance of Shiv Mahaprasad. So in this way, a Vaishnav can do many things intelligently. Usually around a Shiv temple, you will find a cow. 99% of the cases, Shiv temple, you find a cow or a bull, you will find. So if you don't want to accept, then feed Nandi. Feed Nandi. So Nandi will accept. If we don't want to accept, Nandi will accept. So like this. But if we want to accept, it should be something which is Niramish. And it should be Shri Krishna Pritaye for pleasing Shri Krishna. That is why.
Hare Krishna. I have heard Ramanujacharya did not accept Shiva Prasad. Is it true? There is some pastime like that?
Yeah, but he didn't make a general rule out of it. So there's, our rules are derived from our Shastra. Our Shastra says that Vaishnavas can optionally worship Lord Shiva. Option is given. Somebody wants to worship, somebody has faith, should worship Lord Shiva. So, see, each and every one of us, our Gaudiya Vaishnavas Acharyas are so nice, that they have given freedom for every individual to decide. I'll give one simple example. How many rounds should we chant? Srila Rupa Goswami could have written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. See, straight away could have written, everybody chant 1 lakh daily. Aisa, 64 rounds daily. But in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sri Sanatan Goswami says, na nyunam na chadhikam. Your guru will tell you, whatever your guru tells you, not less than that and not too much more, that you will lose attention also. So whatever guru has told you, not less than that, and don't, you can do more, but don't do so much more that you will become affected by one of the aparadhas, which is pramad, inattention. So don't do so much. So I say, so you see, everybody has been given a freedom. So in the Gaudiya Math, I often say this, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sometimes gave initiation to some devotees who were chanting 4 rounds. So some Diksha in the beginning days of Gaudiya Math was given 4 rounds. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he also had few disciples. So some of them, when they were newly initiated, they were 4 rounds. Now if some ISKCON devotee will go and say, "Arey, 4 rounds. Hey, I don't think you are going back to Godhead." No, 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 Baba. Don't think like this. Don't think. They are doing what their guru told them to do. Because Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas gave a freedom to everybody. So my point, coming back to the main point, One of the best things that the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas have done is that they have given us the freedom to decide that what do we want to do. Options are given in front of us. And it's not that one size fits all. I hope you are able to understand. One size fits all nahi either. You decide what is tailor made. What do you want for your bhajan? Tailor made. That is what you can do. So it is like this. I hope. Right. Except Lingaraj. So now, that is when the incident of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting Bhuvaneshwar is being described. Now if we go to Vrindavan, there is Gopeshwar Mahadev. So the thing is, there is something called as letter of the law. There is something called as spirit of the law, basically. Letter of the law may say that you should not eat anything except Lingaraj. What is the spirit of the law? The spirit of the law is Shri Krishna Prite. We come back to the point that the spirit of the law we have to understand is Shri Krishna Prite. Like in Mumbai, every place they said, Kachra karu naka, thunku naka, don't spit. So that is the letter of the law. But what is the spirit of the law? That Mumbai should become a clean city. So those devotees who have read it and meditated upon it, they will also try to see it, the spirit of the law as given by the previous acharyas also. Right. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this wonderful class. So I have 8 questions.
8? For every form of Lord Shiva that is there in the material world.
So before I ask my questions, what Ramrupa was describing about the Tamasa Puranas.
Okay. So just a minute. Before 8 questions are taken, Hemgiri Prabhu, what should we? I am okay with 8 questions, but it should not starve the jigyasa of other devotees. I say. So,
Okay, I'll ask
one question. Then we go to Mataji. Then we come back to you. And then when Hemgiri Prabhu says stop, that time we stop.
Okay. So which question to ask? So you quoted Vallabhacharya's commentary that he's mentioning that in previous kalpa he is worshipped. My question is that how previous kalpa's literatures are known in present kalpa? Because everything gets destroyed after kalpa bhed.
Sure. How do previous kalpa's literature
is known in the present kalpa?
Are known in this kalpa. Because even when it is destroyed, basically when Brahma again wakes up from sleep, he again does some tapascharya, and the knowledge that comes to him, it comes from Bhagavan Vishnu, as well as there is also some collective knowledge stored by individuals who survive many kalpas. There is one individual named Kak Bhushundi. Kak Bhushundi says, I have seen many Brahmas take birth, and I saw churning of milk ocean 20 times, I think. I saw. Lomash Rishi also, Markandeya Rishi also. So I saw the universe getting destroyed 10 times. I saw Samudra Manthan 20 times. And this one, Kak Bhushundi says like this. So what happens? Through these sources, the pastimes get, continued in the next kalpas. In the Bhagavad Sandarbh, Sri Jeev Goswami has taken up the point that in certain kalpas, maximum number of jivas are not so attached to Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu propagates Shiv Shastra prominently in those kalpas. I hope you are able to understand. In those kalpas, Lord Vishnu prominently propagates those shastras. So jaise today we proclaim na, Vaishnavism is topmost, it is glorious, the best, 4 sampradayas, nothing else. Everything else they'll have to take birth again, like this, So, in those kalpas, same thing happens with followers of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, the best. Vishnu, demigod. I hope you're able to, like this. So, we should understand, Vaishnava should understand how to understand these things. So, in Bhagavad Sandarbh, the entire detail has been explained. Why certain shastras, they specified that Shiva is the creator, And there was a big pillar of fire, and you know, it expanded above and below. And Lord Vishnu and Lord Brahma tried to find the ends of it. Vishnu honestly came and said, I could not find the end. Brahma came and lied, I found the end. So that day, Brahma was cursed, nobody will worship you. And that the effect of that curse is still today, nobody worships Lord Brahma. So like that. So in this way, there are many kalpas which describe many such kathas. They should be understood as belonging to those kalpas. This kalpa, particular kalpa, is a kalpa in which sattva guna is prominent. And therefore you see Vyasadeva is giving Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, so many literatures. So that is what. Now we'll go to Mataji.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very beautiful scholarly presentation with so many wonderful references. As an elderly Mataji, I feel very proud of all of you spiritual sons and grandsons of Srila Prabhupada. So thank you for this wonderful presentation. As you were speaking, I was remembering Mahavishnu at the time of creation glancing at Pradhan and activating. And I have some vague recollection of that glance of Mahavishnu carrying Lord Shiva, or Lord Shiva carries that glance with Ramadevi. I'm having some vague remembrance of that description in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Would you please elaborate a little bit more of Lord Shiva and Ramadevi's role here?
Yeah, I think he has a similar question and he would like to elaborate on the question. But
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
So what Mataji is quoting is text 8 of Brahma Samhita, right, where it is mentioned secondary process of association with Maya is described.
Right.
So there it is mentioned that a divine plenary portion of Krishna creates the mundane world. This is Mahavishnu. At creation there appears a divine halo of the nature of his own subjective portion, Swamsha. This halo is divine Shambhu, the masculine symbol. And this halo is dim twilight reflection of the supreme eternal effulgence. And then, later it is mentioned, the conceiving potency in regard to mundane creation makes her appearance. She is Maya, limited non-absolute potency. And in later words it mentioned that Mahavishnu glances on Ramadevi and the Kal Shakti he gives to Maya through Ramadevi. So my question, one was this, and connected, as you mentioned, Sadashiv and the different expansions of Shiva. So as we understand, Sadashiv in Mahesh Dham is Vishnu Tattva because he is portion of Vishnu, free from all modes. And within material world, the Shambhu, who expands in each universe as 11 principal Rudras, that Shambhu is coming from Mahavishnu as this divine halo reflection of Shambhu. So Sadashiv has no connection with Shambhu. They are two different tattvas. Sadashiv is Vishnu tattva and Shambhu is Shiva tattva.
Okay.
Is this understanding correct?
So, the original verse, it says, Tal Lingam Bhagavan Shambhur Jyoti Rupah Sanatanah. So in the Brahma Samhita, 8th verse, Tal Lingam Bhagavan Vishnur, Bhagavan Shambhur Jyoti Rupah Sanatanah. So basically in the commentary, Sri Jiva Goswami, because it's important to understand it from the point of view of the commentary that Sri Jiva Goswami has given. Sri Jiva Goswami says in the commentary, in the beginning of the commentary, he says, Nanu Kutrapi. Wherever, in some places it is heard, not in all places. First and foremost, he clarifies. In some places, Shiva Shaktyoho Karanata Shruyate. That the creation basically is heard from Shiva and Shakti. In some places in Shastra, the creation of the universe is heard from whom? Shiva and Shakti. Tatra Virad Varnanavat Kalpanaya Eti Tad Anga Visheshatvena Aha. Wherever it is heard, that creation happened from Shiva and Shakti. We have to understand that those Shiva and Shakti were Anga. Basically, they were limbs of our original Purusha, Bhagavan Shri Vishnu. That is the intention of this verse. Wherever it is heard, in some places it is heard, not in all places. In Shastras which describe the creation as Vyasadeva saw it, in his samadhi. That those literatures describe, Srimad Bhagavatam describes what was the, you know, actual fact that took place during the creation of the universe. In some places, some other authors describe it from a point of view of Lord Shiva. So wherever it describes it from a point of view of Lord Shiva, so that description appears to be slightly different from the one given by Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that should be understood as Tallingatvam. So even though it is said that Shiva and Shakti create, but it is basically a limb of Vishnu who is creating it. That is how it should be understood. That is all that can be said about it. So even if it is, says Shiva, is he who entered through the glands, basically it should be understood that it is Vishnu. And that Vishnu's limb, Vishnu's glands was understood by some other authors of some other sampradaya as being Shiva. And that is how it is explained by those authors. So that is the answer to your query.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So the question is, the Shiva Tattva, what we say, which is different from Vishnu Tattva and different from Jiva Tattva in between.
It's not completely different from Vishnu Tattva.
So the Sadashiv is completely Vishnu Tattva.
Sadashiv is not completely one with Vishnu Tattva. That's why I'm saying. If we say completely different, today I will become affected by Namaprad. Today. The moment I say that Shiva Tattva is different from Vishnu Tattva, that moment I will start becoming affected by Namaprad. Shiva Tattva is Vishnu Tattva, but not exactly one. The analogy of Shiram Yatha Dadhi Vikara Vishesha Yoga. Shira is milk. Dadhi is transformation of milk. Now, transformation of milk has many attributes of milk. It has the same color as milk. You know, it has many of the same characteristics as milk. But it is not milk. Because the function that it performs is different. So we can't say that dahi, dadi is completely separate from milk. Therefore, I said shakha shakhi nyaya is very important for us to understand. Now, if we try to say where is it separate and where is it same, you point it out exactly. So, the acharyas have pointed out how many qualities are same, how many qualities are not there. Beyond that, it enters into the domain of achintya. I hope you are able to understand. And when it enters into the window of achintya, we should pause there. That is where our buddhi will go till that point of time. Beyond that, it becomes achintya. That is what it is.
So is there any connection between Sadashiv and Shambhu?
Of course there is. Why not? Sadashiv is Guna Avatar. Sadashiv is basically Vishnu's transformation. Sadashiv is not independent. Sadashiv is also not independent of Vishnu. That Sadashiv is also basically, he is the Shakha of Bhagavan Shri Vishnu. And from that Sadashiv only, basically all the Rudras, Ekadash Rudras who are there, so that Sadashiv enters into Ekadash Rudras. Now some places in the material world, Sadashiv doesn't enter because Bhagavan Vishnu wants that a Jeev should carry out the function of Shiva. So Rupa Goswami explains that in some places, not always, some places a Jeev Tattva takes the role of carrying the role of Rudra in this material world. But is that the general case or is that the exception? That is the exception. General case is Sadashiv's expansions are manifest here. He says Rudra Ekadasha Vyuha. Ekadasha Vyuha means 11 of whom? 11 manifestations of whom? Of that original Rudra who is present in Mahesh Dham. That is the answer to your query. Yeah. Devotees who want to go for their seva, please feel free to do so. So we should pause here. Yes. Thank you. Yadatra skalitam kinchit vidvam saha pura yantu tat. Yadatra saushtavam kinchit tad guru reva meaning. Thank you. Thank you very much, dear devotee. Thank you, sir.